wonder that didn't leave much room for traveling or adventure. The writer Robert McFarlane wrote about this sense of confinement. Anyone who lives in a city will know the feeling of having been there too long, the gorge vision that the streets imprint on us, the sense of blockage, the longing for surfaces other than glass, brick, concrete, and tarmac. After our youngest daughter Vivian was born in late November 2014, an event that coincided with the holidays and family visits and more hunkering down, I was eager to find some narrow country roads that might lead to anywhere with more earth than concrete. I searched and searched for available campground sites, but everything within a few hours of Los Angeles was booked solid. We were dismayed. In a last-ditch effort to find something, I reached out to my friend Justin, the only human I knew who had a special knack for making campsites appear out of thin air. I explained my predicament, and he said, "What about BLM land? I don't think you need reservations." To which I replied, "Where is this magical place you speak of?" "Out in the desert." He said this half perplexed, almost like a question, as if to say, "I think it's out in the desert somewhere." Even as an avid outdoor enthusiast, I had never heard of BLM land before that conversation. After hours of sifting through the BLM website, which felt like going back in time to the pixelated domains of dial-up, I found a place called the Trona Pinnacles, located in the middle of the Mojave Desert, a breezy 171 miles from my home in Los Angeles. We loaded up our Honda Element and headed east, not quite knowing what to expect. But we were doing it. We were leaving our grand metropolis and heading somewhere out there, away from the hum of traffic, overhead helicopters, and the constant flicker of artificial light. I wasn't even concerned about what the Trona Pinnacles looked like. The act of leaving was more important than whatever greeted us upon arrival. As Los Angeles shrank in the rearview mirror, ever so slowly, and the landscape flashing by transformed from skyscrapers to industrial buildings to quiet neighborhoods to suburbia, and finally to the open vistas of the desert, a sense of lightness settled over me. When we finally arrived at the Trona Pinnacles entrance off Highway 178, renewal was already threading its way through my overstimulated mind. We pulled off the two-lane road and parked near a weather-worn sign about the geological formations we were headed toward. The Mojave air was clean and cold, and I couldn't help but draw in a deep breath. While I scoped out the driving conditions that would take us another 6 miles across the salt flats, the kids were already out of the car, zigzagging around saltbush and desert holly, pointing at this and that, yelling about trains and lizards. And then, with Leo in my lap, helping me steer down the empty road, and Stella proudly riding shotgun, we bounced and fishtailed and hollered our way to our destination. What we found was a fantastical scene. Hundreds of tufa spires protruded like drip-style sandcastles out of the wide-open desert floor that extended for miles in every direction. It was as if we had magically transported ourselves to another planet. We spent 2 days wandering around the spires, climbing boulders and pretending the bouncy salt flats were a giant trampoline. As we departed, I felt the clearest I had in a good long while, and the kids had that serene, post-exploration glow about them, their faces untroubled, and their bodies relaxed after going so hard. They were fast asleep before we even reached the highway. The trip served as my introduction to BLM lands and became the catalyst for a journey that quickly turned into a fascination and eventually an obsession. The Trona Pinnacles fulfilled all the things I longed for at the time. Solitude, reprieve, bare earth, and no reservation camping. They also rekindled my desire for adventure. So I did what any parent of 3 kids under the age of 6 does when the desire to hit the open road beckons. I ordered books. Since our travel options were newborn limited, I turned to the source of learning that had consistently guided me. Books have always been a through line in my life, from the tales that captivated me in grade school to the novels and memoirs that expanded my worldview and piqued my curiosity into adulthood. If I couldn't get out there as much as I wanted for a few months or years, I decided to spend that time researching, reading, and learning everything I could on the subject of BLM lands. Where could I find them? What kinds of landscapes did they contain? And what exactly were they?